It works okay. Amen. I'm so privileged to stand right here. You know why? Because I see all your shining, smiling faces.
Amen.
Right? And that means that faith is being infused into us.
Amen.
God's love is increasing in each one of us.
Amen.
So I believe after this conference is over, we will love the Lord even more.
Amen.
And we will also love one another.
Amen.
You know, in the first message, and some of you might be joining, I'll take maybe a minute. You know, we touched on this matter of love needs to prevail. Love needs is the most excellent way for us to be anything and do anything in the church life.
Amen.
So love is not just an emotion or a feeling, but love is a way.
Amen.
And in the church life, we want to take love as the most excellent way.
Amen.
And this is in contrast to the opposite, which is pride and ambition. But the Lord needs to shine upon us to realize that that's what we have in ourselves. But praise the Lord. God is love.
Amen.
And he's infused his love as his source, as element of life into us. And spontaneously and effortlessly, we can activate the law of love.
Amen.
To love one another without any discrimination, without any prejudice or any bias.
Amen.
And then we saw towards the end the matter of shepherding. If we love the Lord, just like the Lord told Peter, "Do you love me?" He said, "Shepherd my sheep. Feed my sheep," right? So this matter, we end with the matter of shepherding. And in the Lord's care, he's shepherding in the heavens. And as his extension on the earth, his body, we should also shepherd one another. So it's important that we have an intimate concern. It's one thing to have a concern and shepherd. It's another thing to be intimate and do so not merely in the right words, but also in the right way and also in the right time. Weren't you touched by that reading? If we go visit the saints and we're cold, but we can make them colder, right? So we also need to be those who receive the shepherding heart of our Lord.
Amen.
So when we come to others, we have the supply.
Amen.
Well, you could say that this message here, you know, we're still covering this matter of love. And so I'll start, and then a couple of brothers will finish, will follow me afterwards. We're talking the book of John chapter 13. And this book in John, in chapter 13, speaks about foot washing. Well, then you have to think, well, what does this have to do with love? Well, we're going to see very clearly in one of the outline points that without foot washing, there's no way to have the reality of the church life. I don't know if you had that thought or ever thought about that with the matter of foot washing. See, I've been in the Lord's recovery for about maybe 20 years, and I've been a Christian maybe another, you know, so maybe been a believer for close to 30 plus years, and I've never seen the practice of foot washing. It's been just something that I've never seen, right? And so because maybe we haven't seen it, we might think too little of it. You know, everything that we practice in the church life using physical things, right, they have a spiritual significance, okay? So for example, baptism by water, that's something physical, but it points to something behind the scenes. You know, every Lord's Day, we partake of the bread and the cup. Although those are physical emblems, they signify something spiritual. Well, in the same way, foot washing is something physical that the Lord did. But we want to look behind the scenes and to see the spiritual significance. Now, this doesn't mean that after this message tonight, we want to go practice the physical foot washing. Okay? That's not the burden. But if the Lord leads some to do that, then amen.
Amen.
Okay? But that's not the burden. The main point is that we would see the spiritual significance of foot washing. And realize that this is absolutely crucial for us to have the church life. So when we come to this message, let's read the title all together. Ready? Life's, go ahead.
Life's washing in love to maintain fellowship.
So there are three key words here. First one is life, love, and fellowship. Okay? So we know that when the Lord washed the disciples' feet, it was done in the act and in the atmosphere of love. Well, spiritually speaking, we need to also do that to one another, is wash one another's feet in love. But the issue is that we would maintain fellowship. That's why we sung this song tonight, Nothing Between. Nothing Between. We want nothing between us and the Lord, but we also want nothing between us and one another. Okay, so that's why we need to see the importance and the need for foot washing. Okay, so we're going to come to the first point here. Since John is a book of signs, what is recorded in John 13 concerning foot washing should be considered a sign which is a symbol with spiritual significance. So when you look at the book of John, right, from the beginning of John, you could say, you know, all of those cases, you know, starting from Nicodemus and the sinful woman, and then the feeding the hungry, right, and even, the woman caught in the act, all the way right up to Lazarus being raised from the dead, okay? All of this was the Lord shepherding. Amen. Actually, then when we come to John chapter 13, this is an act of shepherding. Okay, so we saw previously in the last message that shepherding is the bridge between the Lord's first coming and the Lord's second coming. And we are in the age of shepherding. So you could say without this foot washing, there is no way for us to reach the end of this age and for the Lord to come back. So I hope that we would have this kind of thought in view. We may have read John chapter 13. We may have glossed over it. We think, oh, we don't practice it, so how could it be that important? Well, it is of crucial importance for us for the church life. Okay, point A, foot washing should not be taken merely in a physical sense, but rather and even more intrinsically in a deeper, more important and spiritual sense. Point B says, in John chapter 1-12, the Lord as life came and brought forth the church, composed of the regenerated ones. In their spirit, the regenerated ones are in God and in the heavenlies.
Amen.
If you're in your spirit, you're in the heavenlies.
Amen.
If you're not, turn to your spirit.
Amen.
Okay. But in their body, they are where? They are still living in the flesh and walking on the earth. This shows us the necessity of the Lord's fellowship in John 13. So whenever we are in our spirit, we are in the heavenlies because our spirit is connected to Christ, towards the heavens. And we can turn at any moment and be in the heavens at any time. But I don't know about you, I also have a physical body. And right now, although I'm in my spirit and I'm in the heavenlies, I'm still here on the earth. So what that means is that outwardly, we are still on the earth and we touch the things of the earth. Okay, we cannot avoid it. And that is such an important point we want to see tonight, is that we can have separation because of sin, right? I mean, that's very clear. If you sin or we have sin, we can become separated from our fellowship with God and one another. That's obvious. But this matter of foot washing is not the washing because of sin. It's the washing away of dirt. And it's the washing away of our non-sinful contact with the world. So in other words, we're here on the earth. The Lord gave us 2 feet. He knew our feet would get dirty. If the Lord already knew that, then why did he give us feet? You know, like, I mean, you know, we have to be responsible for what we see with our eyes. We have to be responsible for what we hear for our ears and think with our mind and even what we do with our hands. But it is inevitable that our feet will get dirty as we're walking on this earth. And the Lord knew that. And as a result, he made a provision to wash away the dirt and the dust of our feet.
Amen.
And that washing is not the blood. Let's be clear. If you sin, you need the blood.
Right.
Okay, that's very clear. And that sin will interrupt your fellowship with the Lord. But if you have dirty feet, you still need washing. And that washing is not by the blood, but by the water, which the Lord did in John chapter 13. So the Lord knew that we would be on this earth. And the main point you have to get is that foot washing is needed because of our inevitable non-sinful contact with the world. Okay, you'll see this later. I hope we get this point there. Okay, so Roman numeral 2 is just basically some of the verses in John chapter 13, which I'll read here. It says, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come for him to depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the uttermost. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all into his hands and that he had come forth from God and was going to God, he rose from supper, laid aside his outward garments, and taking a towel, he girded himself. Then he poured water into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. So when we read this event that occurred, it's easy for us to see what the Lord did, right? And how he did it. I mean, it's very clear what he did here and how he did it. What is less obvious is when he did this. Okay, so the context of John chapter 13, I'd like to ask you is, when did the Lord wash these disciples' feet? You think about it. John chapter 13, okay? Where does it fit in the context of the book of John, and what is going to happen immediately after this night? Well, the Lord actually knew he was going to be crucified the next day. He had less than 24 hours to be with his disciples. And so, what does it say here? He washed their feet. So let me ask you a question. If you knew you were going to die tomorrow, what would you do today? What would you do today? You know tomorrow you're about to die. You would probably do the most important things with the most important people. And that is what the Lord did. He knew danger was coming. He knew Judas would betray him. He knew that he only had a few hours left with his disciples. And so he washed their feet, because he knew that this act of foot washing, with its spiritual significance, would be absolutely necessary for their fellowship with God and for their fellowship with one another. Think about that. This was the most important thing on the Lord's mind a few hours before he would be separated from his disciples. So in this aspect, he knew he had to wash their feet. So I hope that we be impressed with not just what he did, but when he did it. The last few hours he had on this earth, he did the most important thing with the most important people. And in this verse, it says that he loved them to the uttermost. Okay, I just want to put this into a context. Let's suppose I love my brother Tim, right? And then I bring him some food. Okay, so my act of bringing food for him is an expression of my love. Okay, so let's just put it this way. The Lord loved his disciples that he would wash their feet. But there's a word that says to the uttermost. Okay, this does not imply that he loved them to the uttermost and then he would die for them. Okay, the context of love to the uttermost is in the context of foot washing. And so, now listen to this. Love to the uttermost refers to the goal, to the end, to the aim. So he loved them with the view that they would reach the goal of the accomplishment of God's economy and the building up of the church as the body of Christ. And he had to wash their feet. In other words, without foot washing, there is no way for us to reach the uttermost. There's no way for us to reach the end. Amen. There's no way for us to reach the goal. Amen. So that's why the Lord had to do it. That's the context of John chapter 13. Foot washing, this act, the spiritual significance that we can receive from the Lord, and also we'll see need to wash one another's feet, is what will propel us all the way to reach the goal and the consummation of this age. Amen. You think about that? John chapter 13, that's what it is. This act that the Lord did is going to propel us all the way to the end of this age. That's why foot washing is so crucial. That's why foot washing is of vital importance. Point A says the outer garments that the Lord laid aside signify the Lord's virtues and attributes in his expression. Hence, he was putting off what he is in his expression. B says that the Lord's girding himself signifies his being bound and restricted with humility. You know, this reminds me of Philippians chapter 2, where the Lord emptied himself and humbled himself. To get down and wash someone's feet, you can't do it up here. Okay? You can't even do it at their level. you got to go below, to the feet, to the bottom. And that's what the Lord did. He was a slave at that moment. He was their master. He was their Lord. But he washed their feet. And you know, when he began washing their feet, because he knew that their feet would get dirty, he didn't condemn them. He didn't rebuke them. He didn't judge them. It was inevitable, because of the, as a spiritual significance, because of our non-sinful contact with the world, because we have to engage in this world all the time, have a family, go to work, go to school, take a job, etc., driving the car, right? It's inevitable our feet will get dirty, even if we don't sin, right? There's still a separation and barrier. And the Lord got down and washed their feet. Now, I don't know about you, but how the Lord washed their feet. Now, you know, we can be touched with this, right? You know, in Luke, parable in Luke chapter 15, where it talks about the woman who sweeps, right? You know why it's a woman? Because if you ask a man to sweep, they don't do as good of a job. You know why? Because you can ask a brother to go sweep, and then, you know, it's not as fine and meticulous. That's why it's a woman. She sweeps until she finds. Well, the Lord in his washing of the disciples' feet, do you think he was fast? You think he was rough? Abrasive? Do you think he put all the feet into one basin? Do you think maybe you're the 11th, 10th disciple, and you're thinking, am I going to get that same dirty water in that basin to wash my feet? I think the time, the love, and the care that the Lord did, and his expression, right, and his humility, was an act of love to the uttermost that would carry them through. Okay, so I hope we'll see more regarding this. Okay, point C. All right, we're going to go into a little bit more here. In ancient times, the Jews wore sandals, and since their roads were dusty, their feet easily became dirty. If when they came to a feast, they sat at the table and stretched out their feet, the dirt and smell would certainly frustrate the fellowship. Amen, it certainly would. Hence, for the feast to be pleasant, they needed foot washing. Okay, saints, you may not have this kind of view when you come to eat as they did in those times. Okay, when we eat, you know, maybe in, I don't say the 21st century, you know, in Canada here, we eat at tables and sit at chairs. And where are our feet? Underneath. They're underneath. We don't see them. Okay, but at those days, right, how they ate were probably on tables on the floor. Okay, and they sat maybe on cushions. And the correct wording is not really they sat at the table, but they reclined. So when you recline, your feet are being reclined somewhere. You're relaxing. You know, Lyle might be sitting here, and I might be reclined like this, you know? You think Lyle wants my stinky feet? This would certainly frustrate the fellowship. And you know, they wore sandals. They got dirty. Maybe it rained. And it was really smelly. Maybe there was mud, as our brother's saying here, right? Think about when you're having a meal. Think about the frustration and the smell from the feet that would hinder the fellowship. Okay. Saints, we may not have sinned, okay? But we contact the world. It's unavoidable. You just drive outside. I was driving, I had to drop off a mail, and right on the street, just somebody, I touched dirt. It was unavoidable. What are you telling? I should have gone a different day of the week. I should have mailed it, right? But it was unavoidable, just like the disciples. It was going to get dirty. So what does the Lord do? He doesn't rebuke them. He doesn't say, why'd you get your feet dirty? He began to wash their feet. Amen. Saints, this is how we need to have a view of this chapter, that the Lord laid aside his garments and he gives us the provision of the water. So when we come to the meetings and our feet are dirty, we need someone to have water. On the one hand, we can go to the Lord to get the water, but on the other hand, we also need to be those that can supply the water to one another. All the things that we're doing in our human life, they're not sinful, but it's inevitable and unavoidable. And there's no way around it. We will have dirty feet. But that's not an excuse to keep your feet dirty. The Lord provides us with the water to be washed. So point D says, the Lord washed his disciples' feet to show them he loved them to the uttermost. And he charged them to do the same to one another. 1 and 2. If I, then the Lord and the teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. You know, sometimes when we have dirty feet in our own personal experience, we come to the Lord and we need to be washed. We know we didn't sin, but we sense there's a barrier, okay? And we sense a separation. But do you feel sometimes you just can't get through? Am I sometimes the only one that just can't get through to touch the Lord? I know I didn't sin. I'm enlightened by the Lord. I'll read his word. I'll call in his name, right? I'll sing, right? But I just can't get through. Well, sometimes no matter how hard we try, we need to be washed, not by the Lord at that moment. We need washing from one another. When we can't get through, that's when we need to pick up the phone, send a message, or as we are doing in this weekend, gather together to get washed. Because we know we can get the washing from the Lord, but the Lord says, you should also do as well, right?
Amen.
That you love one another. You also ought to wash one another's feet. Unfortunately, sometimes, because we've been in the church life long enough, we know how to have a meeting. You know what I mean by that? We know the formality, right? So, you know, you come together, we know we're supposed to pray. So we just say, pray, pray, pray. Everyone still has dirty feet, but we know we're supposed to do something, okay? So we pray, and maybe we call, but we can't just seem to break through, right? It's as if, like, nobody has brought the water. Nobody has brought the basin. So we might just go through the motion without the emotion. We might go through the practice without the reality. And what is needed when the meeting is at a low, right? And we sense, someone senses the saints' feet are dirty. That's the time. Someone needs to rise up and wash the feet. Amen. And this can come from any one of the members. Amen. Maybe it's from an elderly sister. It doesn't have to be from a strong brother, right, to power, you know, say something. No, no. The water can be released and washed by any of the saints. So on the one hand, the Lord can wash our feet. But when we come together, we need to be those who have the water, have been washed by the Lord, and can come and wash one another's feet. Amen. Amen. Point E says the Lord's washing of the disciples' feet was the washing away of their dirtiness so that their fellowship with the Lord and with one another could be maintained. Okay, so point two says here, point three, thank you. In our experience, the defilement of the feet signifies separation from God and from one another through contact with the world. Foot washing signifies the recovery of spiritual freshness and vitality and the recovery of our fellowship with the Lord and with one another. So the defilement is not from sin, which needs the blood, but it's the defilement from our unavoidable contact, with the non-sinful contact with the world. That requires the washing by water. So point A gives us three ways we can experience this washing. A, in our experience, the washing water in John 13 signifies the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Word. Amen. And life.
Amen.
The Lord washes our feet by the work of the Holy Spirit, by the enlightenment of the living Word, and by the operation of the inner law of life. Depending on how dirty we are and how long it's been since we had our last washing, that will determine how much time we need. So, maybe it's just a couple verses. Maybe we're not as dirty. Maybe it's a couple chapters. Maybe it's a couple, I don't know, a couple of hours, right? So no matter how dirty we are, right, we need to have our feet washed. But we also need to realize that our washing comes from one another.
Amen.
And I believe that this weekend we are not only receiving the washing from the Lord directly, we're receiving the washing from one another.
Amen.
Amen. To maintain our, what does it say, freshness and vitality. Okay, last couple of points here. Point B, this is not the washing away of sins by blood, which I've already mentioned. This is why after John 12, there is the need for such sign in John chapter 13. Spiritual foot washing saves us from staleness in our fellowship with the Lord. I looked up what staleness means. Dry, old, moldy, rotten, and rancid. Have you ever served in staleness when you're serving with the YP, with the children? Right? Sometimes it's just, we just have to do it, right? But we've lacked our vitality. We're lacking our freshness, right? So we don't serve with clean feet, but rather we serve with dirty feet, right? And our service is old. That's the time we need foot washing. That's the time we need to be before the Lord. Not because of sin, because you were at work, because you were living your human life. And the Lord does not rebuke you for that. He knew you would get your feet dirty, but he supplies you and supplies us with the water to wash away the dirt from our feet. Amen. Point C, today the world is dirty and we, the saints, are easily contaminated. For us to maintain pleasant fellowship with the Lord and with one another, we need spiritual foot washing. Amen. Carried out both by the Lord in his love and by one another in love. Okay, we mentioned last message about this matter of love. Right? He loved them to the uttermost. God's economy is accomplished in love. When we shepherd the saints, we need to have an intimate concern. Okay, when we come to the meetings, all right, and we sense a little lowness, a little bit of, you know, quietness, it is not love at that moment to say, come on, saints, exercise your spirit. I mean, that would be good, right? But that's not love. Okay, the Lord didn't say that to his disciples. How come you got your feet dirty? He didn't say that. He's laughing because I'm sure he may have done something. Right? Yeah. Come on, young people, exercise your spirit, right? Right? Call on the Lord. It's like, oh, Lord Jesus, oh, Lord Jesus, oh, Lord Jesus, right? You know, again, right, this is not love, right? Love is going down to their level. Love is washing their feet, foot by foot, saint by saint. Another aspect of what is not love is to come into the room and say, saints, I'm here to wash your feet. Okay, that's not love at all. I don't know what that is. And he's saying with a hose, right? Okay, that is not love. We need to wash one another's feet without them knowing it. Have you ever had that happen? You know, maybe you had a little bit of dirt, separation, and you just saw a saint. They didn't even say anything. You got washed. Were they trying to? No. Or you go and you're in the meeting and you sit beside a brother or a sister, right? And just by being in their presence, you get washed. They're not trying to wash your feet, right? But they did it anyway. That's how we need to wash one another's feet, okay? Last point here. Okay. This is absolutely necessary for us to live in fellowship of the divine life, which is revealed in John's first epistle, a continuation of the Gospel of John. Okay, amen. I'll end here and then.
So, Sean mentioned to me that it's good that we're all together in this format, but it would be, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, it would be better if this was a dinner table. We were just around a dinner table, gathering together. To have this sweet time of fellowship. Amen. All right, so this next point, Roman numeral 4, is on our experience. Praise the Lord. We want to get to the experiential part of this message. There's been a lot of sharing. We need to know. We need to know this matter of foot washing. Hopefully you were impressed with this matter of foot washing. The uttermost, we'll speak on that a little bit. But now to the experience. For us to experience the foot washing, we need to spend time in the Lord's presence. And, oh, hallelujah, and with the saints who are full of the Spirit, the Word, and the divine life. Amen. Spirit, the Word, and the divine life was just mentioned in the points earlier, so I won't get into that. But these references are very good. Matthew, the first reference, going to our private room to pray to the Lord. This is foot washing, going to the Lord, going to the Father, praying on our own privately to the Father. This is, we can be washed in this way. Praise the Lord, we have this provision. The second one, 1 Corinthians, brothers, we get to these brothers. I want to be one of these brothers, like one of these brothers that refresh my spirit and yours. These saints, these ones that just refresh by being together. The third reference, Acts, the apostles, very busy doing the Lord's work. There were some brothers that were taking care of the saints, just taking care of the saints, the daily matters that come up, just this matter, taking care. And then the last one, Paul supplied double grace because he visited twice. Some saints, they visit. They provide grace just by being there. This one, Paul, is just like this one. So these references are very good. If we remain, praise the Lord, we remain in the Lord's presence, the Lord will come to us and wash us, not with the blood, but with the Spirit, the living word, and the inner life. One, whenever we are in need of such a washing, we can just open up ourselves to the Lord and spend time in His presence and allow the inner life to flow within us. In need. So not to get introspective here, but I say we need a lot. But this matter, we need a lot of things in our human life, and the Lord provides a lot of things for us. So we need, whenever we are in need of the foot washing, we are in need. I'm in need. I feel I'm in need a lot of the times of the foot washing. And we can open up ourselves to the Lord. And when we do this spontaneously, point two, something living will water, flow, and wash us. Amen. And we will become clean again. Oh, our spirit will be uplifted and our whole being will be so pleasant in the Lord's presence. Amen. So now we get to us in a way. You also, saints, you also, we also ought to wash one another's feet. In our experience, the Lord Jesus Himself and the saints who have much life can afford us such a washing. Okay, so when I was preparing, certain saints, do you not know some saints? In their presence, you feel washed?
Right.
Not so much. They don't have to say so much. They don't have to do so much. Maybe they do. Sometimes they do. Sometimes it's just being with them. I actually noted down a few saints' names. I won't say who they are, but praise the Lord. I hope we all have these saints, these ones, that we just are in their presence and we're washed.
Amen.
Just something about them. They're filled with this living water.
Amen.
This living water just flows out.
Amen.
When we're with them, we're washed.
Amen.
Oh, all the saints can do this.
Amen.
Okay, it is the spiritual foot washing, minister to one another, that keeps us clean. Minister to one another from the earthly touch. While we are walking and working on the earth, we not only need the Lord's foot washing ministered directly within our spirit, but also the foot washing from the brothers and sisters. Don't you have this? I had heard this before. I know I had heard this matter of the foot washing. I think we all have. And in my mind, maybe it was more a physical thing, just cleaning, okay, just make it appropriate. But this matter is, this significance is so important. When we're with saints, I didn't even realize sometimes I'm dusty, but after, it's gone. The dust is just taken care of. I don't think I'm the only one that's like this, but just some saints with them, washing. Just, they're washed. Everything, my feet are clean. I walk away from the meeting, at a home meeting, walk, come in. Oh. I leave, praise the Lord.
Amen.
What happened? I got washed.
Amen.
Amen. Just the washing. Not so much sin, but the washing.
Amen.
The washing of the saints. Praise the Lord. I think I'm on C. Whenever we are about to wash others' feet, we need to follow the Lord's pattern by laying aside our garments. This is to lay aside our attainments, virtues, and attributes. Sean mentioned the Lord was a slave. He came down as a slave.
Right.
To serve, not to be served.
Amen.
What a pattern. This is the Lord. This is the Lord, God of all. He's the Lord, and He came down to serve us,
Amen.
To wash our feet. If He can lay aside His attributes, oh, what a pattern. What a pattern for us. So we must humble ourselves,
Amen.
Empty ourselves.
Amen.
Many wear a garment of spirituality and look down on others. They are proud of being spiritual.
Right.
Okay. Have you seen kids Sometimes there's a kid, look at me, mommy, look at me, daddy, look, I'm doing this, I'm doing this. Oh Lord, that is not washing. We do not want to have this attitude of, look at me, I'm doing this. And that's, would we do that outwardly? No, we wouldn't do that outwardly. Inwardly, look at me, oh, I'm going to go wash someone's feet. He needs the washing, she needs the washing, I'm going to go. No, that's not what the Lord is after. That was not his pattern. He laid aside everything, laid aside all his attainments, got down to the disciples' level.
Amen.
We must humble ourselves and empty ourselves. Many wear a garment of spirituality and look down on others. They are proud of being spiritual. Amen. To lay aside our garments means to dethrone ourselves.
Amen.
I read that first one already. The second one, right before this, just before this, the sons of thunder, James and John, were asking the Lord, can I be on your right hand and on your left hand and on your throne? Almost right before this, that's what's happening. They're trying to enthrone themselves. Lord does address that situation, but just right after that. So you know a throne, there's a throne up here, so someone's up here looking down. Sean mentioned this. How do you wash someone's feet if you're on a throne? It's not possible. They're way below. The way to wash someone's feet, get down.
Amen.
Get down, wash. Just at that level.
Amen.
You can't wash if you're on the throne. And the Lord gave us this pattern.
Amen.
Gave
Amen.
Us this pattern to follow.
Amen.
Otherwise, the Lord, what would we do? Would we kneel? That's hard to do. Only the Lord can do this. But he has done this. He's the pattern, and he can do this inside of, through us. To be girded with a towel means that we are bound and are willing to lose our liberty. We give up our liberty for the purpose of ministering life to our dear brothers and sisters.
Amen.
This can be inconvenient. We are all busy. I'm busy, you're busy. But this matter of inconvenience, the Lord laid aside everything. Nothing was more important than the disciples. There could have been other things. This was an important time, but sometimes inconvenient. Even when we say, when we're speaking, so easy to say something out of convenience, say something out of ourself. Be inconvenienced. Maybe don't say that thing. Don't say that thing when we're with each other together. Give up our liberty for the purpose of ministering life.
Amen.
May we be willing to be such a one, and praise the Lord for his example, his
Amen.
Pattern. 5, each of us, praise the Lord, each of us must learn how to love the brothers and sisters by ministering the spiritual foot washing to them to cleanse them from the earthly touch. This keeps them, you can underline these, new, fresh, and living. Our loving one another in this way is a sign that we belong to Christ. Do we know this? Young people, do you know there's a sign? A sign that we belong to Christ? That we love one another.
Amen.
John 13:35, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples. We have a sign, and this sign is our love for one another through the love of the Lord. Even this, I don't know if you picked this up, this was one point earlier, a commandment, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another even as I have loved you. The whole New Testament, no new commandments, this is it. There's 10 commandments in the Old Testament, and this is the Lord's new commandment I give to you. That you love one another. Wow, how important is this?
Amen.
A commandment to the disciples to love one another.
Amen.
Okay, I'll just read A1 and 2 and then mention one thing. We can summarize defiled feet as a staleness in our fellowship with the Lord. Clean feet, however, are denote fresh fellowship with the Lord.
Amen.
Not many can say today that they treasure and love the Lord as much as they did 5 or 10 years ago. Many people have to say that they do not have the same feeling that they had a year ago. Their feet are defiled and they have become weary. This is spiritual weariness. It is the loss of our spiritual freshness and vitality.
Amen.
Saints, what about the last 2.5-3 years? It's been a hard 2.5-3 years. It's this thing that we've gone through, the pandemic. Not easy. Not easy. Where is our love? This is a timely word. This really spoke to me. Even maybe a little exposing myself, I at about a year into the pandemic, I was like, oh yes, this is we get to blend, and this is very good. We get to blend, but the Lord touched me, especially going through this. What about you the last year and a half? Maybe that was at one point. Where are you now? Oh, Lord, this is serious. But maybe it's just because my feet needed to be washed. Oh, we need to wash one another's feet.
Amen.
There's a but here. It doesn't say but there's a but because the Lord is fresh. That's the next point. But, oh Lord, I can recover you. You can recover me.
Amen.
Saints, brothers, sisters, I need my feet washed.
Amen.
Many times I need my feet washed. When we go through these things, we need our feet washed. And there's a provision, the Lord, but one another. We can wash one another's feet.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord be, praise the Lord. The Lord is always fresh.
Amen.
And he wants us to be fresh all the time, not spiritually enervated. I'll just point out that word. It means our strength and vitality is totally weakened and destroyed. We don't want that. Spiritually enervated. This is why he makes us lie down in green pastures.
Amen.
Oh, leads us by waters of rest. This is in Psalms. He restores our soul.
Amen.
Foot washing sustains an intimate fellowship between us and the Lord and rekindles our spiritual vitality and spiritual freshness.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Rekindles. Sean mentioned this a little bit in the matter of an ember. Maybe I'm an ember, just a little ember. Do you want a leaf blower? Come in and try and blow you to flame. You know what a leaf blower is? Those big things, yeah. You don't. That would just blow it out. There's no way. Just a little blow, a little washing, This matter of rekindling our spiritual vitality. It starts that way. It doesn't start with just a massive blow, a massive anything. It's just a little rekindling.
Amen.
Bunching the coals together.
Amen.
Meeting together.
Amen.
Washing the feet together. And all of a sudden there's a flame.
Amen.
There's a fire.
Amen.
Starts with our rekindling. In this reference, Deuteronomy, Moses, 120 years old. If I'm 120 years old and my eyes are not dim, my freshness has not left me like Moses, praise the Lord. What an example that one can stay fresh for his entire life and end this way. Okay. See, we should never allow ourselves to become old, which is to be set, settled, and occupied. We must keep ourselves, just read these together. Empty, open, fresh, new, living, and young with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We need to pray that the Lord, as the Spirit of reality, would guide us into the reality of Psalm 110:3. Your people will offer themselves willingly in the day of your warfare.
Amen.
In the splendor of their consecration, your young men will be to you like the dew from the womb of the dawn.
Amen.
Regardless
Amen.
Of our age, I want to be a young man.
Amen.
Young man like the dew from the womb of the dawn.
Amen.
So when we are driving, when we are studying, when we are doing all these different things, we can be fresh. We can be living.
Amen.
We can be new. Maybe it is just a few verses to be washed. Maybe it's a little bit longer. But in our daily life, even for children, getting them ready in the morning, getting them to school, that's where we're at in our life. Marlene, she knows, getting them ready for school, coming back at home. We need the washing a lot of times. But there's access. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, and we can be fresh. We can be renewed. Roman numeral 6. There must be an enigmatic freshness, power, nourishment, and supply within us that will drive others to seek after God by our presence. I underlined that this. Drive others to seek after God by our presence.
Amen.
Do you not want to be one of these?
Right.
Amen.
Right? Amen.
Amen.
Drive others to seek after God by our presence.
Amen.
When saints are with us, they walk away and they want to seek the Lord.
Amen.
Pursue after the Lord. Wouldn't this be wonderful if this was all our experience? Oh Lord, that'd be amazing. It'd be so wonderful to be one like this.
Amen.
Others should desire to seek after God, and their spiritual energy should be revived as a result of meeting us and speaking
Amen.
To us. Oh, that's aspiration. I want this. Saints, this aspiration in us. Have someone, this brother, no one can get him down. The brother mentioned this. This sister, she's full of life. Oh, we could have this aspiration. This is access. We have access to this. Access to God through the foot washing. Even if we go to fellowship, sometimes the advice may be good, maybe bad, but we're washed.
Right.
Walk away, all the problems are gone.
Yeah.
Even if the problems seem insurmountable, after this time together, you leave, and what was I worried about? All these things are gone. Praise the Lord. We need the renewing of the Holy Spirit day by day, day by day, so that we can always be fresh and invigorated. So 2 Corinthians, renewing day by day. Oh, that we would have an abundance of the water of life. Foot washing means recovering our former feelings, bringing us back to the freshness and the newness of life, and giving us fresh strength to recover how we previously treasured the Lord as our first love by giving Him the first place in all things. And our brother already mentioned previously about Ephesus, the loss of the first love. So this isn't a matter of saying, wow, there was a meeting 5 years ago that was excellent, let's do that again. Like, let's look back and just, I want to do that, recreate that. No, but in my experience, some of the young people have heard this, I'm not so sure about all. But I received the Lord when I was very young, and I don't remember much about that experience apart from the feeling. So I know my mom was ironing. I don't know if I remember that or not. I just remember running around, jumping up and down, just so excited, so excited. Like, I just received the Lord. This is fresh, new. He's living. I was very young, but wow, if that could be revived, renewed in us,
amen,
that feeling,
amen,
praise the Lord. That feeling when we first received the Lord, oh, I hope you remember when you first received the Lord. I don't remember anything else from that age range, but I remember this feeling just, wow, oh, praise the Lord. And not only that, but that it would be sevenfold intensified.
Amen.
The Lord has moved on.
Amen.
Oh, that our experience would be renewed, would be fresh, would be living.
Amen.
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 Okay, we cannot wash others' feet unless we enjoy the Lord as our overcoming life, and obtain the Spirit's help to live out such a life. The Spirit within us is our comforter, the one who takes care of our case, our cause, and our affairs. He comforts us, and He sustains us, so that we can supply others with something, with Himself. He is our comforter, so that we have something for others. Every one of us, every one of us needs our feet washed, and every one of us needs to be prepared to wash others' feet. This example of Peter, Lord, don't wash my feet. I don't want you to wash my feet. And he was the Lord. So in a way, Peter, yeah, I understand what he's saying. Don't wash my feet. You're the Lord. But we can be willing to have others wash our feet. And then once Peter does that, he washed my whole body. Well, that's not what's needed. It's just the feet that's needed. But just to be open, I think a lot of the times maybe I'm sometimes closed. And I don't even realize a lot of the times when I'm closed or what's going on. I'm just not so open. But I need to be open.
Amen.
The saints come to wash my feet. They're not coming to wash my feet. They're just coming. Spend time. Oh, may we be open to have others wash our feet.
Amen.
Among all the services that Christians minister to one another, underline this if you want, nothing is more crucial or precious than foot washing.
Amen.
Nothing. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Nothing.
Amen.
Nothing. The Lord, brother already mentioned this. He knows. He knows His time is short. He only has these few hours left. What's He doing? He's washing the disciples' feet. Those He loves the most on this earth, He's washing their feet. Do you not think He was trying to take care of them? Trying to set a pattern for us all to follow?
Amen.
I did not see how important this matter was. The most crucial and precious thing. Nothing is more crucial and precious. And precious, the Lord, just taking care of those He loves the most. If you know these things, you are blessed. These things, blessed are you if you do them. Well, now we know. Now I know. I maybe had heard it before, wasn't so impressed. But this matter of foot washing, so precious. Okay, Roman numeral 7. Foot washing is a matter of the Lord's loving us to the uttermost. I hope you have an appreciation and enjoyment for the word uttermost. This, even in this this matter, this aspect of uttermost to the end goal, in order to meet our uttermost need, each of us must learn how to love the brothers and sisters by ministering the spiritual foot washing to them. Amen. So this next portion is a portion from the ministry, and I'll read it. I'll read through it. But one of the things that the brother mentioned, I don't think it was in this specific speaking, but one of the enemy's tools, especially a tool that he's using nowadays, is gloom. So that's just the weariness, the heaviness. That's what he uses. He uses this. This is a matter of foot washing. That you have something, a glass container at home, it just sits there, not doing anything wrong, just slowly, slowly over time, dust accumulates. It's gloomy. That little container just looks gloomy. It's not fresh. It's not living. The enemy uses this. So this is such a good example. How can we wash one another's feet? Suppose that you have completed your work and feel tired. Has anyone done this? Has anyone come home tired at the end of the day? Okay. You cannot utter any praises from your mouth. In the evening, when you come to a meeting, someone asks you to pray. Halfway through your prayer, you cannot go on and you stop. You feel like your prayer is nothing more than a composition. I have to confess, I have had this experience. Come, I am not washed. Feel, oh, no one's doing it. I better pray. I better say something. Oh, Lord, nothing more than a composition. However, there's a however. Perhaps one brother in the meeting has a fresh spirit, and his prayer refreshes your spirit. Your spiritual energy is renewed. This is washing one another's feet. Amen. Many times when we have come to the meeting, we find that the saint's spirit is weak and downtrodden. We pray and we read the word, but nothing seems to work. The reason for this is that everyone's feet are defiled and there is no basin to wash the feet. It is as if something is quenching our spirits. If someone would stand up at this point and wash everyone's feet by offering a prayer or saying a few words, the whole meeting would be refreshed. Amen. Without the basin and without the foot washing, everyone's spirit is bound. The same is true in our family. A brother or sister may unexpectedly drop by your home and fellowship a short while or give a testimony, and everyone in the family is brought into the presence of God. Amen. Before that time, there was a separation, nothing between. Lord, nothing between. So there's a separation between them and God. But after such a simple conversation, all separation is gone. Amen. This is washing one another's feet. Amen. Those who do this are precious in the Lord's eyes.
Amen.
Amen. We should have an ambition before the Lord. We don't use this word very often, ambition, but in this matter, ambition before the Lord to wash others' feet.
Amen.
In order to wash others' feet, we must have the water.
Amen.
That is, we must be filled with the Holy Spirit and be in constant fellowship with the Lord.
Amen.
For this cause, we must live in the Holy Spirit daily. Only then will we have the living water to wash others' feet.
Amen.
Every time we come to the meeting, we must have the living water to wash others' feet.
Amen.
Oh, this is an ambition. I don't think I can do this on my own or tomorrow. But we have this ambition, have this desire
Amen.
To be those that wash one another's feet.
Amen.
And not come to the meeting and dry hands on dry feet and, that just makes a mess of things. But that I would be filled with the water.
Amen.
We would all be filled with the water to have an excess to wash one another's feet.
Amen.
So this point 8, praise the Lord, Roman numeral 8, this is the goal. Without the spiritual foot washing, the church life cannot be realized. And the reality of the church life would be gone. What are we here for, saints? We're here for the reality of the church life. We're here for reality. If you're here for doctrine, oh Lord, we need to know certain things, but we are here for the reality.
Amen.
Reality of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Not just for us, but for the Lord. He needs the reality of the body of Christ.
Amen.
He needs this reality. And how do we get this reality? Foot washing.
Amen.
What's the reality of the church life? I asked myself this when I was preparing. What is the reality of the church life? It's being with the saints, fellowshipping with one another, being built up together. That's the reality of the church life. How are you fellowshipping with one another? How am I fellowshipping with you if my feet are dirty? the example with the feet in someone's face, oh, that's awful. We need that, those feet clean.
Amen.
For the fellowship.
Amen.
The reality of the body of Christ. This is when it's realized. I did not see this enough. The reality of the church life is realized through the foot washing.
Amen.
Through this matter of the foot washing.
Amen.
So that we can have free fellowship with each other.
Amen.
A free flow of life.
Amen.
The Lord can water us.
Amen.
The Lord can be in that flow.
Amen.
Without the foot washing, it cannot be realized.
Right.
Okay, A. In order to wash others' feet, we must be daily filled with the Holy Spirit and in constant fellowship with the Lord, and live in the mingled spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Therefore, the daily foot washing definitely needs to be exercised by the Lord himself on the one hand, and by all the saints on the other hand.
Amen.
Then we shall be able to maintain an excellent fellowship with which we shall have the real church life.
Amen.
So we get to these brothers. I mentioned them briefly earlier. Now I rejoice at the coming of Stephanas and Fortunatus and Achaicus, because these have filled up the lack caused by your absence, for they refreshed my spirit and yours.
Amen.
Acknowledge therefore such ones. Oh, I want to be a Stephanas.
Amen.
A Fortunatus. Amen. And Achaicus. Oh, Achaicus. That I would be one that just washes, that we would all be these, have the aspiration to be these ones. May we have fresh spiritual experiences every day.
Amen.
Romans 15:32 says, I may refresh myself and rest with you.
Amen.
This is the result of foot washing.
Amen.
Amen. So saints, maybe there's some separation. Maybe there is something that's in between. Oh, we can have our feet washed.
Amen.
We can have a free way.
Amen.
Dirtiness is inevitable. Sinfulness is abnormal. But dirtiness is normal. And that's why the Lord did not get upset with his disciples.
Amen.
He did not come down on them, rebuke them. Yes.
Amen.
He just washed their feet.
Amen.
This happens. So we just need the washing. Okay, I just want to repeat one point. Roman numeral 8a, I just briefly glanced over it. In order to wash others' feet, we must daily be filled with the Holy Spirit, be in constant fellowship with the Lord, and live in the mingled spirit. Oh, may we be those. This is such a big key. The reality of the church life is through the foot washing. So may we have an ambition, an aspiration to be ones that wash each other's feet, allow others to wash our feet.
Amen.
So that we can have the reality of the church life.
Amen.
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 Okay. Amen. Thank them.
Why don't we all get up and stretch? I don't know if you're feeling like me, I'm feeling a little gloomy. How about we sing 1343? We probably know it by memory. 1343. We can stand up and sing 1343. I won't be long. Amen. Amen. We can just sing it without the piano. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. That you love one another as I have loved you. By this shall all men know you are my disciples, if you have loved one to another. By this disciples, if you have loved one to another. Amen. Amen. So don't worry about the time. I'm not going to be very long, just a few minutes, maybe 5-10 minutes, just to touch on some of the main points in this message. And by the way, we're saving an hour tonight. Did y'all know that? So it's only 7 o'clock.
Amen.
So, should we go later?
Amen.
Amen. I don't know. I feel tired, even though I told someone earlier I feel like it's 10 o'clock. I don't know why, but anyway, hallelujah.
Amen.
It's refreshing to be with the saints.
Amen.
You know, this matter of foot washing, as others have shared, is something that we've always known is there. Actually, I grew up in a denomination, and this was actually practiced maybe once a year or something like that. All the church would come together, and I was a kid. I wasn't part of it, but as a kid, I was watching all these adults washing one another's feet. And so we may have this impression of foot washing that's actually a veil to us, that we only think of the physical, and maybe we feel that, oh, why aren't we doing it? Or maybe you came to the church life, oh, why don't these people wash their feet? We used to wash our feet, why don't they wash their feet? And you read the Bible and you see the matter of washing your feet and you feel, anyway, so my point is, we're so occupied with this thought that we don't even know the significance. So that's why the burden in this message was the spiritual significance of foot washing. In John 2, verse 11, when the Lord started doing all these miracles and signs, actually he says they are signs. And the footnote says something along the line of signs to signify the matter of life.
Amen.
So this, even the matter of foot washing, we can look at it as a sign in life. It's a matter of life. Life's washing. You know, as I was sitting listening to the brother speaking, I just saw something that I hadn't seen before. Is, you know, when we sin, 1 John 1, not sure which verse now, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins. So the Lord is righteous. He has to forgive us. How long does it take? If we confess our sins, how long does it take? Instant. Right there, we're cleansed. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
If we confess our sins, we have to confess he is faithful and righteousness.
Right.
And we know that his righteousness is the base of his throne, according to Psalms. So he cannot be unrighteous. He has to forgive us.
Amen.
Actually, we can even tell the Lord, based on your righteousness, you must forgive me.
Right.
But I saw something here that I hadn't seen before, even in the Idaho. I was down in Anaheim. I saw so much. But this matter of life's washing is a process. That's why many times we come to a meeting, maybe a prayer meeting. I think we can all relate to this. We're just kind of dragging ourselves to the prayer meeting. We're, we just have this slow start. We kind of go in circles for a long time. And we only think of the need of the blood. And we do need the blood. We should always apply the blood. But actually what I saw is we need the washing.
Amen.
This is why we kind of go in circles sometimes. We just can't get going. It's because we're dirty.
Amen. Right.
It's not, you know, you're introspecting and trying to think of, what did I do wrong today?
I
didn't have any failure, Lord. Why am I feeling so down?
Right. Right.
Why am I feeling so sick or so dead? Well, I just see something here tonight that we just need the washing.
Amen.
And this is called life's washing.
Amen.
So there's a portion in Ephesians that talks about without spot and blemish, something like this. Anyway, while the spots and blemishes are a little bit deeper, right? They need some washing. I'm trying to keep my train of thought here. In Revelation, in the beginning, there's actually a footnote I wanted to read. I know I referred to Ephesians, it talks about the washing, but I really enjoyed this footnote in Revelation 1. You know, here in John 13, the Lord, he laid aside his outer garment, and he picked up a towel and girded himself. And here in Revelation 1, the Lord, when he comes to the churches, he girds himself again. But he girds himself with a golden girdle around his breasts. I'm trying to find the verse here. I had it. You know the verse?
13.
Verse 13. Okay, and in the midst of the lampstands. Okay, these are the lampstands. These are the churches, right? We see later the epistles to the churches, they had all kinds of problems. But he is the Son of Man walking. In the midst of the golden lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment reaching to the feet, girded about at the breasts with a golden girdle. So if you look at the footnote, I really enjoyed this. The priests in the Old Testament were girded at the loins for their ministry. Christ also is girded at his loins with fine gold. But here Christ as our high priest is girded about the breasts. The breasts signify love. To be girded at the loins is to be strengthened for the work, whereas to be girded about the breasts signifies care and love. Christ's work in producing the churches has been accomplished. He no longer needs to be girded at the loins for the work. Here what he is doing now in the midst of the churches is to care for them in love.
Amen.
This requires that he be girded at the breast with a golden girdle. The golden girdle signifies the divine strength. Christ is moving in the churches to care for them in his humanity and with his divine strength. So I just enjoyed this. The Lord is caring for us in love.
Amen.
We see this in the matter of the foot washing, girding himself with a towel, and then here, girding himself with the golden girdle.
Amen.
It's all a matter of love.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord, there's so much in this this whole outline. Amen. Maybe I'll just repeat some of the points, highlight some of the points, and then I'll be done. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. That's the song we just sang. I circled the words, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. So how did he love the disciples? He loved them to the uttermost. So even as he loved them to the uttermost, we need to love one another to the uttermost.
Amen.
But not only that, in 1 John, where we see the matter of man becoming God in life and in nature, but not in the Godhead head, there's a verse that says, we shall see him even as he is. And Brother Ed, I remember, used that verse one time to show us the matter of us becoming the same as he is, even as. Even as. So, can we do this out of our own love? As we heard in message one, I think we touched on this. No, this is the love of God, the agape love. So we need to be filled with this love so that we can love others even as he loved us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I really enjoyed A and B. I know Tim spent a little bit of time on here. In our experience, the foot washing in John 13 signifies the Holy Spirit, the Word, and life. So there's a Spirit, the Word, and life. The Lord washes our feet by the work of the Holy Spirit, by the enlightenment of the living Word, and by the operation of the inner law of life. Did you enjoy that part about the law of love that we heard in the first message? This is not the washing away of our sins by the blood. This is why after John 12, there is no need for such a sign in chapter 13. Spiritual foot washing saves us from staleness in our fellowship with the Lord. Amen. I highlighted that. Spiritual foot washing saves us from staleness in our fellowship with the Lord.
Amen.
Saints, if I had any burden tonight, is just to expose the enemy, firstly, and to the Lord could enlighten us. What we need is to be refreshed.
Amen.
Maybe we have just become stale. Maybe over the last few years, we have become a little bit stale. But we can be refreshed.
Amen.
Actually, this is the point that I have, this is where I noted it, Tim shared right at the end. Satan's tactic, he shared it right around here. Satan's tactic is sin and gloom. Sin, of course, we need the washing of the blood. For gloom, we need the washing of the word. And then for gloom, the brother said, feeling uninspired. Have you ever felt uninspired, gloomy? That's why there's become such a problem with mental illness during this whole thing that we've gone through. People are feeling gloomy and uninspired, just being cooped up, not being able to go out, being so gloomy. But praise the Lord, he's for this timely word.
Amen.
He's coming to wash us.
Amen.
We're washing one another.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord Jesus, I'm out of time. Amen. We don't need... I can't read my own note here. Okay, this is very encouraging. What we don't need is to start over. This is from our brother sharing in this message. What we need is a rekindling.
Amen.
So that means there is something there. Our love needs to be rekindled.
Amen.
And that verse that Tim also stressed or referred to is fanning into flame. The gift of God which is in you. And God has not given us a spirit of cowardice, but of, and we only paid attention to the first and last word, I think, of power and of love and of sober-mindedness, right? I just enjoyed that so much. So this matter of rekindling our love, which is our fanning into flame, is a matter of love. We have a spirit of power and of love and of sober-mindedness. Praise the Lord, we have such a spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Right at the bottom of the page here, it talks, you know, a lot of our speaking has been on this personal kind of foot washing, but I underline here in the meeting. So we need both. We need the one-on-one. Maybe we need to go visit someone. We just visit a saint. Have you experienced this? I have experienced this. Someone just visited or even sent me a text and I was washed, just refreshed. We should never minimize or underestimate this kind of foot washing.
Amen.
But even in the meetings, we can have our feet washed.
Amen.
And at the end of that portion, this long excerpt, it charges us that we should come to the meeting with living water.
Amen.
But praise the Lord, saints, if you didn't come with living water, you can leave with living water.
Amen.
You can leave washed.
Amen.
So let's come to the meetings of the saints.
Amen.
And very last points here. What a verse. Did you even know about this verse? Now I rejoice at the coming of Stephanus and Fortunus and Achaicus. I don't even know how to say the words. Because these have filled up the lack caused by your absence. For they refreshed, who did they refresh? The Apostle Paul. These three, I don't know what they were. They might have been former slaves. We don't know. There's many in the church life that were saved, we know by some of the names that, you know, they refreshed the Lord, the Apostle Paul.
Amen.
And others.
Amen.
everyone. And I just put a note there back to 6D. Every one of us needs our feet washed.
Amen.
And every one of us needs to be prepared to wash others' feet.
Amen.
So saints, let's have this, our love rekindled.
Amen.
Practice washing our feet. And we don't have to be so conscious about what we're doing, but we're just simply being with the saints, being with one another, ministering to one another, enjoying this life together.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.